W4NUE, KA3JCA. W4DJW, KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, W4DJW. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, sir. Can I have a radio check?
Yeah, you sound like you're sitting in the room right next to me. 100% readable, 100% full scale, 100% readable.
I'll call Vinette if you don't mind. I'd like a glass of iced tea and some lemon, please. Thank you, Dave, KA3JCA.
All right, looking forward to it. KA3JCA, W4DJW, standing by for the net.
CQ, and welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilowatt Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, that's KA3JCA, and my name is Richard, and I'm located in Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. If there is an emergency or an event, this net will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All members licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KA3JCA. Traffic announcements or bulletins, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net, and all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign slowly, your name and your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Check in. There's no need to check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. Tonight's Friday, and we will start with uniform through Zulu, but prior to that, we will do the net pre-check-ins. KA3JCA, I would like to recognize KA4JCA. They also bring along the Kilowatt 3 Delta Oscar Victor K3DOV, which is the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. KM4JWP, that's Brian from Rutherfordton, North Carolina. I'd like to welcome W4FCM, that's Mr. Max from Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife, Miss Isla, N4IEI. Also like to recognize Mel, K4XMR. Like to recognize Andy, W2AMD, Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, at K4OSH, and I'm sorry guys, let's see, let me back up real quick. Friends from Traveler's Rest. So is Miss Isla. Mel is from Prosperity. Andy and Ben are from Simpsonville. And then KI4LZI, he's from Pickens County. Sorry about that. Mr. Pat, K4OSH, is from Malden. KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, and he's located in Greenville. KW4TS, and that's Jim. And Pelzer, K5WLL, that's Mel, and Taylor's, Mr. John, KN4RJN, and he's in Brown's Summit. And I think, John, are you sticking around for the net tonight for comments? Then Sid, W4IOE, from Fletcher, and Bill, KC4W from Anderson. Also, I have W4W Tyler from Taylor's and N4ASW Tony from Asheville. includes all the pre-check-ins. Let's go on to EchoLink now. Do we have any EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only? Please call KA3JCA Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI4, KCS. Name is Dave Lurico. Check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling in.
I got copy Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie Whiskey. Just give me your first name again. It broke up.
KI4, KCX. My name is Jerry. Juliet, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee.
That was my mistake. I'm looking at X, and I called a W. Sorry about that, sir. I have you checked in. Any additional EchoLink stations? Okay, hearing no additional EchoLink stations, we will now take check-ins from the RF portion of the net. We'll start with Uniform through Zulu. If your suffix begins with a U through Z, please call Net Control or KA3JCA.
KCA. Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. His name's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
3JCA. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
I'd like to recognize the following stations. Kilowatt Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee, that's James in Greenville. And Kilowatt X-ray Crichton, Kilowatt 4 X-ray Bravo, that's Tommy in Honeyapath. Thank you guys for checking into the net. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu. Stations, Uniform through Zulu. So we'll move on to the next group. Alpha through Delta. If your suffix begins with the letter A through D, Alpha through Delta, please call Net Control or KA3JCA.
JCA. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
KA3JCA. Good evening, Richard. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KCA. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
DJCA. And Richard, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie, Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
JCA. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec KB2 BYQ Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
A group of check-ins. Let's see here if we get it all correct here. The net would like to welcome KK4 DMW. That's Mr. Tom. And Honeyapath, that's Mr. Rick in Honeyapath, sorry about that. Miss Lorena, KK4, O&O, their daughter Michelle is is that Kilo November 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec?
Call is Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, and we are in Piedmont rather than Honeypot.
Let me correct my mistake here, a little typo here. Sorry about that, Rick. I've got you as KK4DMW, and you're in Piedmont, and for some reason I had your address mixed with someone else's with my bifocal there, and we got Miss Lorena. We have Michelle logged in, so I do have you guys logged in. Thank you there for the correction. The log recognized is W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. And again, Dave, I'll have to call you later because I messed something up on the software. So I'm going to like a manual mode here real quick. And we'd like to continue on with Mr. Jerry N4DJC. Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH, Mr. Scott, KO4DZS, Mr. David, KB2BYQ, and then Mr. I'm sorry, that should be it.
KCA? Where's Sally in the net? Please check in. KI4DM. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight, and if I'm out of turn, please forgive me.
Gary, nope, that's quite all right, sir. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, at Easley, and he brings along his pretty bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, from Miss Easley. Nations, Alpha through Delta. Not hearing any additional stations, let's take check-ins Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, or Net Control.
KA3JCA. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Richard, I will be in and out tonight, but tell Miss Sally and Ashley we say hello.
PJCA. Richard, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry, and Candler, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight. Thanks for calling in that, Richard.
Control, please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Indy Alpha, name Mark Sparkbird, long short time, and sorry for jumping out of rotation.
Check in Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India KG4 PFI and check in my wife Linda Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec, that's KG4 QLQ, and my name is Don and we're both in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
Okay, Mr. I'm sorry. Can you give me your call? I got your wife Linda's call, and I is
Kilo
it
Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India.
Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India.
That's correct. KG4 PFI.
I'm sorry, Don. It had you come up with a different name, and that's what threw me off. All right. Thank you for that, Patrick. I got your message. Sally's sleeping, and Ashley said hi. And back to KI4DOS. Harry, were you sticking around for comments? Jerry, did I get your call right also, Kilo Mike 4, Oscar November Alpha?
That's correct. It's KF4YA. Name is Mark Hartford. Well, actually, first name is Ted. Check in and out, please. It was actually half a chance to have it here on the radio. I figured, well, hey, why not? Net.
K3JCA Net Control. Take a step by here. We have additional stations in Echo Link. And Echo Link only, please. Call Net Control or KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, if you will, good evening, Richard. If you will, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Richard, to yourself, all on net. No traffic, no queue.
Net Control, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. K Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4 HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He will be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, the net would like to recognize Mr. Steven down in Greenwood. And his call sign was Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Miss Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. And she's over here in Simpsonville. And Mr. Mark, W2MJB from Simpsonville. Thank you guys for checking in with me tonight. Are there any additional stations echo through hotel? On to the next group, India through Lima. If the suffix of your call begins with India through Lima, I through L, please call KA3JCA or net control.
3JCA. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Cool. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for holding the net.
To recognize the following stations, let's check in Mr. Larry, KK4 JBQ from Greer. He brings along his wife, Miss Donna. KC4, MFK, and Mr. Duncan from Asheville, KO4, JKV. Any additional stations, India through Lima. This is KH3JC, net control. Do we have any additional stations that would like to check in India through Lima? Please call KA3JCA or net control. And let's move on to the next group. Mike through Papa, if your suffix begins with the letter M through P, Mike through Papa, please call KA3JCA or Net Control.
Net Control. X-ray for Mike Tango, KX4MT. Mike and Pickens on mobile, I'll be negative and negative.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Nice. Mr. Michael, KX4MT, and he's from Pickens. And then Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB from Simpsonville. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa. Okay, let's move on to the next group, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. If your suffix begins with the letter Q through T, please call Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, or Net Control.
Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, WU2T. The name is Rusty. I'm located over here in Moore, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4, SRR. Robert in Joanna. I'll be short time, negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Tango Delta. This is Mike in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
JCA. Please check in N0TR, Norway 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
K3JCA. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. And hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
To recognize the following stations. KO4JKV, that's Duncan up in Asheville. KX4MT, Michael and Pickens. KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. WU2Tango, that's Mr. Rusty over in Moore. KD4SRR, that's Robert up in Johanna. Kilo Oscar 4 Tango Tango Delta, that's Mr. Michael in Greenville. N0TR, that's Mr. Tom in Greer. And Kilo Oscar 4 Oscar Lima Golf, that's Christopher up in Liberty. Pre-check, go ahead.
For Chris was KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf.
For clarifying that for me, I do have it correct. I've got to do something with my glasses because I'm having a little problems reading tonight there, and I know it's my medication. But thank you there for double-checking with me. I appreciate it. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KA3JCA or Net Control. Seeing none, we're going to open it up for the entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Any additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Net, please call Net Control or KA3JCA.
Please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
ON, Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, head in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
As Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, that's Mr. David in Seneca, and Mr. Don, WD, correct, yeah, WD8RON, and it's in Brevard County, correct? Or Brevard, North Carolina?
My name is Ed, I spell Echo Delta. Brevard is in North Carolina and Transylvania County.
Thank you there, Ed. KA3JCA. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu? Additional check-ins, and there's no Echo Link check-ins. This is KA3JT now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all the stations that checked in. You may close your station or secure your station at this time. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins. KA3JT, did you have any comments tonight, Gary? Questions that I missed that had comments that would like to have comments, KA3JT.
3JCA,
K4CHY. HY, KA3JCA. Go ahead, David.
This is kind of a recheck. I go by Keith. Actually go by my middle name, and I need to get my record changed with the SEC on that. But I didn't really have any comments. I just figured that somebody else was coming in. I'd come in and let you know.
That because the software that I'm using, I can make comments in there so that I can see for future check-ins, and so I actually just added that up there to your name, and then I'll add it to the record. That way the next time it will pop up in parentheses for me.
Yeah, I assume it's pulling off the QRZ or something, and it's pulling the name from the SEC database, but parents kind of cursed me that way over.
Net controllers that are using the software have already adjusted theirs, but since I just picked this up last week, I'm using an empty database and I'm creating my database from scratch from tube check-ins and so forth, so I'm slowly but surely getting them updated. And as I have more weeks come along, my database gets easier and bigger, and then I actually pull from my notes instead of from the FCC or QRZ.
And I think it was Richard on that end, right?
Yes, sir, it's Richard, and my wife's name is Sally. She has basically the same call sign as I, except for hers is the 4 group, and mine's the 3. And then we also have our daughter, Ashley, and I'll be training both of those to be alternate net controls here.
I've heard y'all check in before, and I've heard you on the radio lately. I just haven't got a time to get in there to drag you with you. I used to be home during the day, and I'm back in the plant, so I don't get there as much radio time as I used to, but we've been kind of full steam ahead, so I ain't been home but about an hour, and I get off normally at 5 o'clock.
Keith, thank you very much. I'm still having a hard time copying, not all stations, but some stations. The repeater drops in and out during different times of the net, but I'm able to recognize the voice, and if I get the call, then I can get you into the logbook, so that'll help out tremendously. KA3JCA.
Richard, well, I don't have anything else, so I'll turn it back over to net control and see if there's anybody else out there for RAG2 or any more check-ins. KA3JCA, KA4CHY, I'll be clearly.
This is KA3JCA net control. Do we have any additional check-ins for this evening's net, Alpha through Zulu, anywhere? KA3JCA. Hearing no additional check-ins, please stand by for me to submit my net report before closing the net. 3JCA now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for everyone that checked in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night. 4 DJW, KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, W4DJW, good job. It'll get easier each time you do that.
Well, my problem is I took some medication earlier than I was supposed to, and I knew it, and I don't know why I took it, but also not to mention I'm using a laptop screen. I actually have a 24-inch monitor coming, so I'll be able to see the font and stuff a little bit bigger for my eyes. I wear bifocals, and even that, with the medication and stuff I'm on, I've noticed that my vision has gotten a little sketchy there, so I also am going to go to the VA on Wednesday to see if I can have that looked at.
Well, I can relate to that need. I have a need for a lot of real estate on my computer screen. When I'm calling the net, it makes it a lot easier to get things positioned around so that I can see them head on without having to strain or anything like that. It does make a big difference. I understand that completely.
Hey, listen, I did download that other file that you sent me the other day, and I actually started it run perfectly today, and then probably about an hour before the net, I loaded it up, and it gave me some kind of an error message, and it just actually deleted it, said it had a virus, and deleted it from my home screen. So I'm not sure what happened, but I basically had the old copy of the one before you did the comma modifications or whatever. And I got it back up. I'm going to work on it tomorrow, but I'm going to see what's going on.
Okay, well, when you figure it out, that other copy is still out there. You can download it again from the same email once you figure it out. It sounds like an antivirus. It just doesn't understand when you develop your own software. There's thousands of use cases. They can't cover all of them. And one where you write your own stuff, they don't get it. Most of the time, they don't get it with that stuff. So you have to explicitly go in there and say, don't mess with this file. Leave it alone, especially if it's one that goes out to the Internet like this one does. Anyway, let me know if you need any help figuring it out. KA3JCA, W4DJW.
Okay, you know I will. If I run into a problem, I'll definitely call. But I'm gonna try to tackle it myself and see if I can get it, because I know I had it working, so... But all righty, thank you again for all your help and being patient there with me tonight. There, I'm glad I had Ashley copying them down on the log and the paper in the background here for me. It just made it so much easier. So, but things will definitely improve once I get the bigger monitor there. So, Dave, will you have a good evening, sir? And we'll probably talk to you sometime tomorrow or over the weekend. KA3JCA. Amend my report to add one more, sir, but that's, I got you in the log.
Did it, just resubmit it, and Dave will see the higher number and see, understand what's going on.
Our service.
Richard's on it, ain't he?
And he did a good job tonight.
Yeah, he does. He does a real good job. Real good job. I enjoy listening to him.
So, how many hot dogs did you make?
Shady Bud, KO4NUE.
Oh, glad to be of help, KA3JCA.
We have two female veterans in the American Legion, and they normally do the kitchen. For some reason, cheese sticks are a problem. I don't know what the deal with the cheese sticks are. They take about 8 minutes to get ready, so nobody ever wants the cheese sticks because it takes a long time to cook. So they didn't show up tonight, so I had to run the kitchen. I normally don't do the kitchen. I do the canteen, you know. But I'm just going to take all them cheese sticks and put them in the oven. And so I took every one of them and put them in the oven and got them cooked and ready, you know. And then the vice commander came out and said, what are you doing like cooking all those cheese sticks? We're going to be stuck with all the cheese sticks. I said, no, we're not. Watch this. So I just stuck my head out the window and I said, hey, I got 5 orders of cheese sticks and they're hot. And boom, 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 they were gone. So I got rid of all the cheese sticks and 26 hot dogs and had 2 complaints. The supply guy got spaghetti sauce and marinara sauce mixed up. So he ordered spaghetti sauce instead of marinara. They didn't like that. And then all I got is Hellman's mayonnaise. And them old country girls, they don't like that Hellman's.
No mayonnaise, is it?
I'm that. And, you know, and I said, you need to get some Dukes in here. Because, they don't like that Hellman's. Well, we've been serving Hellman's for years. And I said, well, I'm just telling you, I got 2 complaints tonight. You take it where you want. So I'm sure they'll have a big meeting and have to get the whole body to vote on, you know, whether we switch to Hellman or Dukes. Can't just go by it. We got to vote on it.
Politics is in everything, yeah.
If, you know, that's the way it is, I guess. But we got a new floor in the kitchen. It looks real good. And got the air conditioner fixed, so it's doing real good. So I mean, I don't know how much they all the proceeds go to helping veterans, local veterans. You know, we don't just give the money to organizations. You know, we'll actually send a team out to see what the veterans' needs are, and then, you know, last month we did a bathroom for a veteran and bought all the supplies, and then a couple of guys went out there and did all the work too. So it's a good thing, man. It really is. And then the community comes in and supports us with bingo, you know. So still trying to find a way to serve, you know. It's just not with a rifle. It's with an apron and a set of tongs, but I'll take it.
That sounds like a good thing. And you keep coming up with new marketing strategies, like on how to sell cheese sticks, and maybe their profits will increase. Well, profits, I guess. It wouldn't be profit, non-profit. Their income would increase. Just keep up with what you're doing.
It's, you know, it's comical, though. I learned something tonight. So it's a pretty big room that everybody comes to play bingo. Well, everybody's got their favorite seats. So the room is divided with a walkway, you know, so the people handing out cards can get in between the hands out cards. Well, unbeknownst to me, the left-hand side of the room, they play 50-cent games. But the right-hand side plays $1 games. Well, the $1 games adds to the jackpot. But 50-cent games don't add to the jackpot. So, basically, the right-hand side of the room hates the left-hand side of the room because they won't raise the jackpot. But the left-hand side of the room is trying to keep the jackpot down so the right-hand side don't win it. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it seems like everybody wants the jackpot to be big, but evidently the right-hand side wins more than the left-hand side does, so they play this little money game. it just makes everybody mad.
A group of Catholics and a group of Baptists.
I think it's something like that. I'm not sure it's religious or anything. I don't know what it is. But there's some smirking going on, you know, with each other. And some of them get a little talkative, you know. So I don't know what that's all about. But, hey, just, you know, put the weenie on the bun and don't worry about what else is going on. And get the cheese kicks cooked. So I can do that.
Really? So, yeah, I guess I shouldn't have brought religion into it, but it was all humor. Nothing meant by it.
Yeah, but, all right, but listen, I appreciate you riding along with me. And, Richard, I appreciate you getting me in the log, but I'm at my destination, so, Chris, I'll probably see you tomorrow. I think Abby and somebody will come up tomorrow or something. And I'll see you sometime then, I guess. So, KA3JCA-KO4QLG, this is KO4NUE. 73s, gentlemen, I'm clear.
For QLG, I'm clear too.
KA3JCA. And Chad, I forgot to get them collard greens from you the other day when you came down, so. But I'll get with you later, KA3JCA.
Oh, that's all right, Richard. I'll drop them off when I come back to visit with you. I just forgot to bring them, but I'll get that straight. 73, bud. Talk to you later. KO4NUE, clear.